Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A major bridge replacement project is coming to Dade County. The Georgia DOT has awarded a $7.2 million contract to Wilson Construction Management to replace the State Route 136 bridge over Lookout Creek. Construction is expected to begin in the next few months, with the new bridge scheduled for completion by the end of April 2029. The Dade County project is the largest of more than $8.6 million in bridge contracts awarded in Northwest Georgia. That during June, as a part of 20 transportation projects worth more than $74 million approved statewide. The new bridge is expected to improve safety, reliability, and long-term travel along one of Dade County's primary east-west highways. GDOT says additional information on construction schedules and any traffic impact will be released as the work gets underway. A 28-year-old Jackson County man is facing multiple felony charges following his arrest over the weekend. According to the sheriff's office, Jordan Hill was booked into the Jackson County Jail about 10:30 Saturday morning, charged with possession of dangerous drugs, second-degree assault involving domestic violence by strangulation or suffocation, and unlawful imprisonment. No additional details about the incident have been released at this point, and as with all crimes, the charges are allegations at this point. A rising Fawn man is facing multiple charges following his arrest in Dade County. According to the sheriff's office, 28-year-old Jacob Tyler Allison was arrested on July 23rd, charged with first-degree residential burglary, kidnapping, second-degree criminal mischief, simple battery, misdemeanor stalking, and disorderly conduct. Authorities have not released additional details about the incident yet. These charges are allegations. Allison is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. A new $40 million career and technical education center is coming to DeKalb County. Leaders on Friday unveiled the first renderings of the new facility. It will replace the 55-year-old career tech center at Rainesville. The project is part of a $250 million statewide initiative to expand career and tech education across Alabama. House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter, a DeKalb County native, said the project will help ensure students across Alabama have access to the same educational opportunities. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mack he says today's high-paying jobs increasingly require technical skills, teamwork, and hands-on training, making career education more important than ever. The new center will accommodate more students and feature updated equipment. Construction is set to start this fall. It'll take about 2 years to finish. The Dade County Board of Elections and Registration is warning residents that a recent voter registration mailing received by some households did not originate from the local election office or the Georgia Secretary of State's office. The mailings were distributed by Ready to Register, Inc. It's a third-party organization that has mailed voter registration applications to an unknown number of Georgia residents. Statewide reports indicate some applications may have been sent to deceased individuals and that outdated data sources may have been used during that process. The board is encouraging residents to exercise caution before providing any personally identifiable information on unfamiliar websites or to organizations they don't recognize. Election officials emphasize that if you are already registered to vote at your current address, no action is required and the mailing may simply be disregarded. On a side note, eligible Georgia citizens who need to register to vote may do so through the Georgia Secretary of State's online voter registration portal. Voters can also confirm their registration status, polling location, and personal voter information through Georgia's My Voter page. The voter registration deadline for the November 3rd general election is October 5th. If you'd like to know more, contact the Dade County Board of Elections and Registration, 706-657-8170. And North Sand Mountain High School has named Scott Hall as their new head football coach. Principal Brooke Phillips announced that Hall will take over the Bison football program following the resignation of Jay Lipscomb, whose newborn son is facing an extended hospital stay in Birmingham. Hall spent the last 24 years as a teacher and coach at North Sand Mountain and has served as the Bison's longtime defensive coordinator. He also coaches the school's boys and girls track and field teams. School officials say they look forward to Hall leading the Bison football program into the upcoming season. And the Braves capped off a fantastic weekend series with the Baltimore Orioles. The final game yesterday afternoon was a 3-2, 11-inning win on behalf of the Braves. That's three straight series since the All-Star break. It's on to New York for three against the Mets. Airtime tonight for the Ford Leadoff Show, 5:55. First pitch, 7:10 this evening here on Classic Hits KWIN. And in NASCAR, Corey Heim captured one of the sport's biggest prizes yesterday afternoon, holding off Christopher Bell and Joey Logano to win the Brickyard 400 at the legendary Indianapolis Motor Speedway. NASCAR has next weekend off. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.